This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
What would Leo Messi be if he were a Mega Man boss? Goatman?
What? That makes it sound like he's like a little soccer player with goat horns. I am, yeah. Goat Mc. I'm Goat Man.
And he like kicks you.
Well, I guess that would be appropriate. I guess that would be it. I mean, he would just, yeah. He's just awesome. He's just really, really good. Some would say he's like the best player of all time. So it's possible.
He is, like, he is, we're in the break, and you're just like,
we're in the break, and Nick just goes, Messi is so freaking good. And I'm like,
he's awesome.
Yeah, he's like the best of all time. That's what he is.
His passes are just like insane. He's sure. obviously ridiculous. So Argentina still up 1-0 on Poland here as we approach the 62nd minute. Mexico up 2-0 on Saudi Arabia. As it stands right now, Argentina and Poland would be through. Argentina would be on the United States side of the bracket. And if the United States were to get past Netherlands, it would be a likely date with Leo Messi in Argentina. And France right now has to be hoping that this is like how it finishes here. France do not want Argentina, and Argentina also do not want France. So this is going to be massive here, what happens over the next 30-plus minutes here at the World Cup in Qatar. College football bets, Feliz Naritav, 20 minutes from now. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen in college football this weekend because it's fixed and Vegas knows, and so do I. All sorts of good stuff coming up over the balance of the show.
Yeah, that was good.
This stuff is so much fun. We do have NFL line movements to get you up to speed on. We've got some pretty, like, not major injury news in the NFL, news that's expected, but also news that's impactful and that we have to talk about because it is now basically being made official, and we will do that now in our Week 13 edition of It Moved.
I think it moved. I think it moved. I think it moved.
It moved.
It moved, brought to you by GetMyPhoenix.com. The Phoenix, a revolutionary technology helping men all across America get back to their best in the bedroom. Visit GetMyPhoenix.com to learn more. We will get to Sunday's games, including Aaron Rodgers and the Packers visiting the Bears, the Aaron Donald and likely Matthew Stafford-less LA Rams hosting the Seattle Seahawks. But Ken, let's start Thursday Night Football. So if you're listening to this on Thursday, it's a time paradox. Tonight, the Bills and the Patriots. What's happening here with this line? What is it? And like, what's the reason why?
Sure. I mean, I would never tell you for sure, like this has to be it. So it's more of a guess than anything. So the market opened Bills -5.5, which was also very close to my number. And we've had a lot of movement toward the Patriots, or I should even say away from the Bills, because maybe it's more about them than the Patriots. Now, some of this could be organic, just interest in the Patriots from people who move the market. That's totally possible. Two other things to consider. Obviously, the Bills will be without Von Miller in this game, probably for a prolonged period of time. He'll probably be back later in the regular season. So we'll kind of have to wait. We'll actually probably have to wait till maybe the playoffs to get like the fully formed version of the Bills defense with Tre'Davious White and Russo and Von Miller and everybody on the field at the same time. The Bills would certainly hope to have that ready by the playoffs, but it won't be this. So Von Miller not playing, so you lose kind of like a key piece of the Bills defense. And then the other thing, a new story that broke about 24 hours ago, that a like virus, basically the flu, is sweeping through the Buffalo Bills locker room right now. And we don't have any updates on like this guy's not going to play or whatever. Just kind of seems like it's really annoying. And it's basically reported that everybody's sick. And I think all of these things in combination, so maybe the number was a little too big, and Von Miller's out, and oh, by the way, everyone on the Bills has the flu. All of these things in combination have created line movement toward New England. The Bills, who opened a 5.5-point favorite, are now a consensus 3.5-point favorite everywhere. The total in the game has basically stayed the same from open. It opened 44, basically down to 43.5, but that's been true for a long time. But a lot of movement to New England. And maybe a really sick team in Buffalo playing Thursday night, and the market is adjusted a little bit to account for that.
There are still, like, there's still a part of me that hears, like, a sickness sweeping through the locker room and thinks, oh my God, like, what if the Bills all have COVID? And then I remember that Roger Goodell and the NFL Players Association ended COVID last year, and it doesn't exist anymore in the National Football League.
Those Adam Schefter tweets. I'll say it again. Everyone's good to go. Like, yeah, I'm sure we would diligently really reckon that.
But like in 2020, it was basically waiting for like the executioner's like blade to come down.
Yes.
Are we actually good to go or not?
Right.
Roger Goodell should be president of the United States. That might be my hottest and most correct take, is that Goodell should be president. Anyway.
That season was helpful for us. We loved that season happened. Our show really liked that season happened. That was important.
Yes, Roger Goodell basically, and like my hope is that this is the case, that Ken and I will hopefully be able to live comfortably forever because that season was played.
You know why I'm not in the bread line? Because Roger Goodell played that season. That's what it's.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
You good? Oh, Nick, I think thinks he's disconnected, but he's not disconnected. I don't know. This is really funny because we can see you. You're back. We saw you the whole time.
Okay, great. Well, yeah. I was about to, I picked up my phone. I was about to text you guys to say frozen, which I always know you know, but like, I'm just going to, letting you know that was
going
to happen.
You weren't for us. We had you loud and clear. Well, not loud and clear. We had your picture the whole time, buddy. So.
It's so funny is that there are times when this happens and I'll just like keep talking, but like I knew because everything froze and the music stopped. So I'm just like, I'm not even going to keep talking right now. Like, I'm done.
And then no dud at the end, right? That would be the key.
What game you want to do next? When you did that. Yeah. Oh, well, I want to talk about Bills and Patriots here. And it's like, okay, the line movement is this. Like, I think this is going to create an opportunity where I want to bet on Buffalo. I actually might just lay the 3.5 of Buffalo if this is going to be what it is. So it's never New England for me. It's Bills or nothing.
It's been Bills or nothing for us the entire time. We just wanted to kind of see what was happening as we got up toward game day. And, tough to like mathematically say, well, everyone's sick, so that's worth 0.75 points. It just doesn't really work like that. But I think like the compelling kind of factor in this game for me, and we went over it on Monday, is just like, show me the game the Patriots have played that makes you think that like they're going to be uber competitive in this game. It's like, well, they like maybe should have beat Minnesota and played pretty well against Minnesota. Minnesota, by some metrics, is like the 25th best team in the league. Like, it's really, it's kind of a smoke and mirrors, one possession game winning situation with them. And it's, that's the last couple weeks, especially against Dallas and New England, have kind of like proved that, basically. So Buffalo is just a different kind of a thing. And New England really hasn't put together a complete performance to beat a team like this all year. And so it will be interesting. Doesn't mean they can't do it. Beat them last year with some help of some weather. But I would be reluctant to think that, like, this is a great spot for them or something. It just seems like they're a very outmatched opponent.
So Argentina have scored again. Julian Alvarez scores. Argentina up 2-0 on Poland right now. So Poland and Mexico both sitting on 4 points, both with a goal differential of 0. Both. They played and drew 0-0. So neither team scored against each other here.
Both we have scored four have goals. Go like... Both have scored four total goals in the tournament. Right?
Or two total goals in the tournament each.
Or to both the sorry, to, yeah, four total goals combined, but two total goals in the tournament. So the point is they're tied in like every normal tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Like what is the next tiebreaker? Yellow cards? Corners? What other things can we measure here?
I like quesadillas better than pierogies. I would put Mexico through. That's just me. Right. Like, that would be my choice.
Like steps taken, miles run. Like why, not a lot of whole sure. lot of things you can. They put up some really convoluted stats this tournament, which I'm sure you've... It was like final third take-ons or something was like on the screen. I just go, I don't know what that is. It's like, I don't like, have any idea what
that
means.
Just like tell me what's happening in the game. Right. We need Stu Holden to be like, and back to the game now.
Yeah, we invented... It's like we invented. We invented a bunch of ways to measure what people do in soccer, and I don't know what a lot of them mean.
Yeah, it's almost like it exists in the National Football League, and it's called Pro Football Focus. Nick and Ken here on You Better You Bet on this wonderful Football Wednesday, talking line movements in the NFL. So we go from Thursday now with the Bills and the Patriots, and let's go to Sunday here, and let's go to Soldier Field, where Matt LaFleur saying Aaron Rodgers is going to start on Sunday. We still don't know who the Bears quarterback is going to be. Now, they signed Tim Boyle to their practice squad. Now, Trevor Siemian's not 100%, so this could either be, like, Simeon's not going to be good to go, or Fields isn't good to go, and like kind of, like, still unknown at the moment. Right now, what are we seeing right now with Green Bay and Chicago?
This was a game we talked about obviously on Monday as well. Green Bay opened a 4.5 point favorite, and that's kind of what we're back to right now. To what Nick's saying about the quarterbacks, Justin Fields, it's like Justin Fields in parentheses, arm falling off. He was limited in practice today. Okay. And Trevor Siemian did not practice today, which is kind of interesting. So you see the Boyle news, and it's like, well, okay, but. Also, we still don't have like complete information. Also, it's only Wednesday. So, you know, a lot of things are still possible, I feel like, in this game. But the market hasn't really moved at all. Green Bay 4.5, total 43.5. That's basically where we've been the whole time, with like maybe half point deviations back and forth. So no market movement yet, because we really don't, I think, have any news that makes us sure that something's going to happen, or even think it's likely that something's going to happen. Just feels like it's a wait and see on this game.
Like, normally we know, we'll talk about this on Sundays, when like a player is signed to the practice squad or like elevated from the practice squad, it will mean bad things for a player at that position who's dealing with an injury, because you're covering your bases. The problem here is that both there are two quarterbacks for Chicago that are both banged up right now. So we'll gain more information as the week moves along. Just tough to tell at this point whether Boyle is replacing Fields or Boyle is replacing Siemian. There's also a chance that like the Bears don't know yet. Like, that's also a possibility. But I will stick with what I said yesterday on the show. And that's if it's Rodgers starting for Green Bay and a non-Fields quarterback starting for the Bears, the Packers have to be bet up to -6. So I think the Packers would still be good probably through 5.5. I think I'd probably stop at 6. If it's Boyle, I don't know, man. Like, I might bet Green Bay up to 7 if that's going to be the case.
Yeah, I mean, your guess is as good as mine in that situation. Obviously, it needs to be a big adjustment.
And Boyle would be the backup is what it would be.
The catalog. Mexico point blank opportunity just over the bar. So we stay 2-0 in the 70th minute.
It's just remarkable. It's all absolutely
probably more goals coming here. I mean, a ton of chances for in both games in the last 10 to 15 minutes. Doesn't why is that going to stop? We got 20 minutes left to play in both matches.
I'm going to turn the Argentina game off. Oh, here we go. Argentina has a chance here to go up 3. And Oh, it's the side of the net on a great through ball from Messi. I'm going to go over to the other game here, the Mexico-Saudi Arabia. I only have one TV in my office. Bad job by me. Aaron Donald, Ken, is officially out for the Rams on Sunday as they host the Seattle Seahawks. Season circling the drain. By the way, I saw someone tweet this. On Christmas Day, the NFL had Denver and the Rams. And before the season, they're probably like, man, this is going to be a certified banger.
Right.
That's a certified
Russell Wilson
right
and the
now.
Defending Russell Wilson and the defending champions. What a game.
So Aaron Donald's out. Matthew Stafford is still in concussion protocol right now. Ken, what about the Seahawks and the Rams in the City of Angels?
Yeah, Stafford seems like unlikely to play, and that's my wording, not what's being reported. I have him as unlikely to play. Also, like, Aaron Donald's never missed a game in his career, and he's going to miss this game. If that's going to happen, you think they're going to roll Stafford out there with seven concussions? Probably not. This was the line movement that took place during the show on Monday that we talked about in a good amount of detail, because when that news came out, and correctly, everyone saw that news that, wait a minute, McVay's telling us Aaron Donald has an injury and his status is TBD. Why would he do that? And then be like, yeah, he's playing. Just kidding. Like, the way their season's going, no. I was going to say no shot. Just unlikely that was going to be how this was going to play out. And so Aaron Donald's not going to play. The market hasn't moved a ton today because all the movement took place on Monday. Seattle opened about a 4.5-point favorite in the market. And this was 6.5, 7 when the news started to come out. And it got all the way through 7. 7.5 on the board right now with a few 8s. Basically, like, a couple places went up, I think, on the official release of the news. But really, this is a line move that took place Monday because everyone kind of interpreted what was happening, what McVay was saying, and I think interpreted it correctly, that it was more likely than not Donald was going to miss the game. So an adjustment was required. The Seahawks on the road. I mean, and Seattle's had a nice season. Defense not very good. They hurt me very deeply against the Raiders on Sunday. 7.5 on the road. I mean, against anybody is a big, big number for a team like Seattle. So it's kind of interesting. A big adjustment was required, and that's what we got. Seattle by a little more than a touchdown, total 41.5.
Based on what Scott's telling us here, we'll confirm this during the break, but it looks like right now that Poland would go through based on fair play if this is how things ended. And I think Mexico, because Mexico is throwing it all right now at goal here. They almost just scored on a free kick. This is insane.
Did you see
right
that free kick, by the way?
Yes.
That free
awesome.
Kick is, how did that not go in? That was an incredible scoring chance.
This is tremendous. Dealer's choice here, Ken. Let's do the Niners, I guess, because there's Christian McCaffrey news here. What sure. about San Francisco and Miami here in the Bay Area?
Oh, man. We had Adam Chernoff yesterday, and he basically was like, I'm on the opposite side of you guys in this game. So we bet Dolphins 3.5. We both made the game 3. That doesn't mean we're right. It's just like, hey, we both came up with the same number. We both kind of thought Miami was valuable at more than 3. We bet it, and it was kind of close to going to 3 for a little bit. And then yesterday before the show, Niners took some money back up to basically 4 everywhere. That's basically where we sit right now. There are a couple 3.5s on the board, but really Niners by 4. Injury news in this game that's important. Elijah Mitchell, running back for the Niners, placed on injured reserves. Obviously, he's not going to play in this game. Christian McCaffrey did not practice for the Niners today with a knee injury. So I got to deem him questionable for now, and we'll get an official designation later in the week. Obviously, a very impactful player. A running back, to be fair, but like an impactful player for the Niners offense who's been really good since he got to San Francisco. We are still, though, despite the McCaffrey injury, sitting Niners 4 and total of about 46.5.
I just want to give out a fantasy note here for people who are like in leagues with people that don't pay attention. If McCaffrey is going to be out for this game, I think it's Tyrion Davis price time, like the rookie fourth rounder. Jordan Mason has been active on game days. TDP has not. That's because Jordan Mason plays special teams. I think it's Tyrion Davis price time. It Moved is brought to you by GetMyPhoenix.com. Visit GetMyPhoenix.com to learn more. On the other side, narrative bets for conference championship weekend in college football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect for real.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.